Chapter 2. Visitors from the Embassy. The calling cards were elaborately printed and embossed with silvered ink. One read, "Signor Vincente Pellegrini, Special Envoy, the Argentine Republic." The second one, "Signor Marcello Lopez, Second Secretary, Embassy of the Argentine Republic." "Please, Mrs. Hudson," said Holmes, "show them in." The two men who entered were both of average height, slender and handsome. They were immaculately dressed in the finest attire that could be had from Savile Row. The older man was wearing clothes and gold accessories that would cost at least a month of my wages. On removing their hats, the senior man, whom I assumed was the special envoy, displayed a full head of wavy silver hair. His colleague's was raven black, and he had a newspaper tucked under the arm of his frock coat. Sherlock Holmes nodded toward our diplomatic visitors. Bowing was not a physical action of which he was capable toward anyone except, perhaps, Her Majesty, and welcomed them. "Gentlemen, kindly be seated. I assume that men in your position know who I am and what services I offer. Therefore, do not let me waste your time and allow me to ask you to state your case. I will respond..."